this is Lauren Schaffel, the voice of Liz Horton. Welcome to the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. We're your hosts for this February 7th, 2007 edition.
Coming up on the podcast, actress Lauren Schaffel talks about her own adventure of heading off to college and some of the parts she's played as an actress in Hollywood.
But I'm sure Liz on Adventures in Odyssey is by far her favorite role.
Oh, definitely. But first, here's the latest news.
Okay, I need to squelch any rumors right now. Contrary to reports, Odyssey is not getting a new subway system.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, the headline, Odyssey's new underground railroad package, it's not what you think it is.
Jesse, surely nobody believes it's a subway system.
Well, you know, just in case, why don't we tell them what it really is?
The Underground Railroad was a name they made up before the Civil War.
Exactly. Now, the first subway didn't start in New York City until 1904.
What does that have to do with
I just went a little Google crazy this morning, okay? The Underground Railroad actually has nothing to do with trains. The name started when people cooperated with one another to help the slaves escape from the South into the North for their freedom.
Right. And because the events are so amazing, Odyssey has brought this time to life in many different ways.
Oh yeah, the three-part audio adventure.
Not only that, but a book and an animated DVD also feature new stories on how these families were rescued.
Ooh, and I love cartoons.
Adventures in Odyssey's Underground Railroad Pack with a DVD, audio CD, and book is a trip through history you won't forget.
Time travel is way better than a subway.
To give us insight into how these adventures were created, our roving reporter Josh is standing by with writer Paul McCusker.
Take it away, guys.
I'm here with Paul McCusker, writer of the Adventures in Odyssey novels, including Point of No Return, which includes two stories about the Underground Railroad. Paul, your novels on the Underground Railroad were written around the same time as Marshall's three-part Odyssey episode. Did you try to make the novels different?
No, I think Marshall plagiarized from me with that idea. I think I actually came up with it, and then he just grabbed it and created these radio broadcasts unbeknownst to me. I mean, that was the thing that surprised me, was one day I'm working on these novels, and the next thing I know, he's got three scripts telling this whole story that's uncannily like my script.
So did you try to make the novels different from the radio show?
Well, I did. I mean, all the novels are different from the radio program in the sense that they're original stories. I think around the same time, Marshall Younger and I had been talking about the Underground Railroad as these are great stories to be told. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I wasn't going to do novels that replicated what he had done or that he would replicate what I was doing in the novels. So we were on separate tracks, but we both followed the same idea, which was to capture in the dramas real stories from the Underground Railroad. Mm-hmm. So he used his research, came up with just about everything you hear in his story actually happened to somebody at the time. And the same thing happened with the novels. I created them based on testimonies from runaway slaves and the adventures that they had. But we wanted to make sure that whatever I did would be consistent with what he was doing and vice versa.
Sure. Now, is it important for us to know about these events? Some of the things that happened are very upsetting, especially for readers who are maybe 8 or 10 years old.
Well, I'm very concerned in our culture about revising and sanitizing history. I think for us to fully appreciate what the slaves went through, we have to venture into some very dark areas of the cruelty, the suffering, what it was really like for them. Not to play it up, because some slaves actually lived better than others, but that doesn't take away from the fact that they were still slaves and that they were working against their own will. Someone had enslaved them. So just as we don't want to go back and sanitize the Bible, because there are certain passages that are very hard to deal with and are very cruel and graphic, but I don't shy away from my kids understanding what was going on and why, just as we need to do with history with something like the Underground Railroad.
Yes. Now, there's a film releasing soon called Amazing Grace and a radio theater also by that title, which I know you've been involved in. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little about that project?
Well, there's a film coming out called Amazing Grace, which is the story of William Wilberforce, who was one of the key abolitionists in Britain at the end of the 1700s. And an abolitionist is someone who was fighting to abolish slavery. Mm-hmm. Well, the film is coming out, but the film deals so much with William Wilberforce and his story, but it only touches on some other key characters who contributed to that fight. One was John Newton. John Newton is a name that people know but may not realize they know. He was a slave trader who became a believer, a Christian, mm-hmm. and a pastor, and ultimately wrote a number of very popular hymns, including Amazing Grace. So we decided to supplement or complement the film. We should tell some of these other stories. So we have done audio dramas of the life of John Newton, one on a slave who shrewdly bought his way out of his slavery and also became a member of the abolition movement. That's Olotta Equiano. And then we also tell the story of William Wilberforce, but a part of his life that the film itself doesn't deal with, and that is his spiritual formation, because it was his spiritual formation that ultimately led to his decision to fight slavery.
So this is, in a way, a prequel to the film.
Yes, all three stories are.
Well, hopefully this radio theater drama and the film, Amazing Grace, will have a great impact on culture.
Lord willing.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
That reminds me of a Bible verse I read the other day. Isaiah 46:9 says, "Remember what happened in the past. Think about what took place long ago."
We should try to learn from history, even difficult times like in the Underground Railroad. For more information about this Adventures in Odyssey pack, log on to witsend.org/podcast.
So, Bob, I heard Lauren Schaffel open the podcast, and I'm sure I've heard her voice somewhere before.
Maybe Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, yeah, definitely there. But, you know, I'm a big Charlie Brown fan, and I don't know. There's something familiar about her.
Well, let's listen in and see what we learn as Nathan speaks with this talented actress.
We're here with Lauren Schaffel, who plays Liz Horton on Adventures in Odyssey. Actually, you didn't have a last name for quite a while.
No, I didn't, actually. Only maybe a couple or three or four episodes ago did I find out my last name.
Finally found out. The mystery was solved. And we're just here to ask her a few questions for the podcast. And Lauren, tell us about how you got the job on Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow, it all started, I want to say, maybe 4 years back now. I still remember auditioning for Liz, and I remember her always as the nasty, mean bully. And I remember first reading this, this is such a different character for me to play. I don't get to be the mean girl very often. And it was fun. It was a really great experience, and I'm so glad that I've been able to keep working on the show for so many years.
So tell us about some of the other people you work with. What is it like working with the people on Adventures in Odyssey, the other actors?
Oh, yes, the behind-the-scenes view. It's so much fun. A lot of these actors I've been working with forever, even before Adventures in Odyssey. Aria, who plays Mandy Strausberg, I met her, even back before Odyssey, and Corey Padnos, who plays Trent. We worked on a show called Peanuts, Charlie Brown, and he was Linus, and I was Lucy.
That's it. She plays Lucy.
Glad you figured that out, Jess. Can we get back to the interview?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So every time we have these sessions, it's like a big reunion. It's a big get-together. And it's so much fun.
What's your favorite episode of Adventures in Odyssey? Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I have two. There's a tie. One of them was the one with forget the name of it now, but it was about how my birthday was continuing over and over and over.
The Eternal Birthday.
There we go. It was reminded me of the movie Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. And the other episode I really liked was called The Case of the Disappearing Hortons, where Liz was writing in her diary about her family, and it really helped me to see who Liz really is, and it was a very emotional episode.
So tell us how you got started, not on Adventures in Odyssey, but on acting in general. What drew you to acting, or how did you get into the business?
It all started when I was about 4 years old. I was in a gymnastics class, and I didn't know anything about acting. I thought Barney was real. But there was a manager who was watching the class, and she saw my mom sitting outside watching, and she said, "Is that your daughter? Well, we'd be interested in signing her up." And it's just something. I've did it as a child, and I've just kept doing it as I've gone along because I love it so much. So,
now, we don't want to pull back the curtain too far, but what new adventure are you setting off here in a few weeks, or a few days perhaps?
Yes, in a few days I leave for New York. I'm attending Columbia University, so as a freshman, and I'm really, really excited, but I'm hoping to come back as often as I can to work on Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, we're definitely hoping to have you back whenever you're on break or during the summer or whatever. But that's hard for people to believe that Liz is heading off to college.
Yes, it's funny because on the show, Liz is only 15 years old. So, but in real life, I'm 18. But it's fun because I'm used to playing characters younger than myself. And it's fun that way to play somebody very different from yourself.
Now, if you could choose what would happen in the future on Liz's character, what would happen to her? We've heard in some other shows kind of a future flashback that Mandy and Trent are going to get married.
I didn't know that at all. Well, I hope Liz gets married, too. I've always liked the character Jared. Maybe Liz and Jared.
Wouldn't that be poetry with Liz marrying Jared and Mandy marrying Trent?
Indeed. That could be a nice little foursome there. But and other than that, maybe Liz growing up to be a professional journalist and writing for Odyssey's papers still, and I don't know, being pretty successful, so.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add before we finish up here?
Just, I really love working on the show, and thanks everyone so much for listening, and keep listening.
Wow, I think Lauren's interview was one of our best.
Yeah, she's great. You know, I like her as Liz and Lucy.
Well, we've reached the end of another podcast.
You've been listening to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.